This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Many critics in the current generation are making unfair judgments about past generations with an air of moral superiority. I call it generational judgmentalism. Victor Davis Hanson merely says that these are critics who are self-important and ungracious and have very little gratitude for those in the past that did so much for all of us. He observes that these 21st century critics rarely acknowledge their own present affluence and leisure owe much to history's prior generations whose toil helped create their current comfort. Of course, we could also have the millions buried in military cemeteries who fought and died for the freedoms we enjoy today. He also asked several important questions. What will our grandchildren say of us who have dumped on them over $30 trillion in national debt, much of it as borrowing for entitlements for ourselves? Another is, what sort of society snoozes as record numbers of murders continue in 12 of its major cities? One of the key buzzwords for this generation is infrastructure, but Hanson wonders, when was the last time it built anything comparable to Hoover Dam, the Interstate Highway System, or the California Water Project, much less sent a man back to the moon or beyond? It's easy to criticize previous generations while using today's standards of morality and behavior. It's easy to forget the struggles previous generations had to face because they were not blessed with the numerous technological advances we enjoy today. It's easy to tear down. It's not so easy to rebuild. These are questions we need to ask of the critics bent on destroying society. They don't seem to offer anything significant in its place. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Critical Race Theory, go to viewpoints.info/CRT.